I'm Jason Brown with Lapping Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, here's the new Caltrans impacts for the week of February 3rd in Inyo County. Lone Pine utility work on U.S. 395 between Taya Road and Tim Holton Street. Utility crews will cross wire over the road on Monday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be intermittent traffic breaks and drivers may experience brief delays. At the Inyo County Sheriff's Office, in collaboration with the Bishop Police Department, our highest priority is ensuring the safety and well-being of everyone in Inyo County. We are committed to protecting and serving all residents, regardless of background or immigration status, and fostering trust between law enforcement and the community we proudly serve. We understand that discussions surrounding federal immigration enforcement can cause concern, and we want to be clear about our role. Our agency is focused on local public safety, not immigration enforcement. California law, including the California Values Act, Senate Bill 54, provides clear guidelines on how local law enforcement agencies interact with federal immigration authorities. We fully comply with these laws. Our deputies and officers do not ask individuals about their immigration status, nor do we detain people based solely upon their immigration violations. At the same time, we recognize the importance of maintaining strong working relationships with all law enforcement partners, federal, state, and local. Collaboration between these agencies is essential to keeping our community safe, particularly when addressing serious threats such as violent crime, drug trafficking, and human trafficking. When it comes to criminal investigations and public safety concerns, we will continue to work with our law enforcement partners in accordance with state and federal law while ensuring that our primary focus remains on the safety and trust of our community. All residents of Inyo County should feel safe when engaging with local law enforcement, whether reporting a crime, seeking assistance, or participating in community programs. No one should feel hesitant to reach out for help. We remain steadfast in our mission to protect and serve all members of our community with fairness, professionalism, and integrity, while also maintaining the important partnership necessary to ensure public safety. Senator Alvarado Gill met with new Congressman Adam Gray in D.C. to discuss renewing the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act. As always, she remains committed to fighting for the needs of rural California school districts. She requests that you join her in reaching out to Congress to save this vital act. There's a letter to the president that is titled The Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act. Representing rural northern and eastern California brings significant challenges, particularly in education. Communities there are often overlooked in the policymaking process, leaving schools to grapple with limited resources while striving to meet the needs of the students and families. Recently, I received notice that the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act was not renewed during the most recent federal budget agreement. Rural school districts are dependent on this vital federal revenue sharing program for maintaining important services and programs and ensuring that all students receive a quality education. The funding is a critical lifeline for our rural districts, which receive less state funding than their urban and suburban counterparts. Rural districts often also serve large numbers of high-need students while facing higher operational costs, such as providing bus services to remote areas. Additionally, without stable and predictable long-term funding from the Act, many of California's county public works programs will face significant setbacks. This will lead to the degradation of local road networks and increase the risk of public safety emergencies due to staffing cuts and reduced operational capacity. I am respectfully requesting that Congress take swift action to approve the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act and reaffirm the federal government's commitment to providing sustainable funding for America's rural schools and communities. Well, let's move our attention on over to the Bishop Twin Theater and what's playing over there this week. Well, staying over is Flight Risk, 1 hour, 30 minutes, got a 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb and is rated R. A U.S. Marshal aboard a small plane to transfer a government witness to New York. As they cross the Alaskan wilderness, tensions start to rise as not everyone on the flight is who they appear to be. New this week is Dogman, 1 hour, 30 minutes, 7.1 out of 10 on IMDb, rated PG. When a police officer and his faithful police dog get injured in the line of duty, a harebrained but life-saving surgery fuses the two of them together, and Dogman is born. As Dogman learns to embrace his new identity, he must stop feline supervillain Petey the Cat from cloning himself and going on a crime spree. You can find showtimes and more information related to these movies at bishoptwintheater.com. Remember, since 1996, we are your local resource for news, sports, culture, and the people who shape it. And talking about the people who shape it, out now is our new episode of Skippable News. This week, we have Jenna Wood from Eastern Sierra Land Trust. We have Gina Van Hess from the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Darlene and Kareen from 100 Women Who Care, and Jeff Gabriel from Sierra Forever with an event that is actually starting this weekend, so you want to get out there and watch it now. Thanks, as always, for listening. We appreciate you.